Hello everyone, it's Johanna here, gentlemen. It's the 12th of December today. I definitely have a cold now. And I'm on the way back from school, sort of. I went on a little detour and had a cup of tea with our chair of governors, have a little catch up. Now I'm going home to do a few more tidying, cleaning, all the boring stuff. I can, however, report that the rain let up yesterday, actually right in time was when my weather app suggested around 11 o'clock. So I went to the Christmas tree farm, which is actually just a farm. They also happen to grow Christmas trees. And I managed to find something that hopefully is not too wide. And it's quite nice, I think. Got the Christmas tree and then also did some more Christmas shopping in town. While reversing very carefully because I couldn't really see with that tree next to me. So yes, that's all done. So that'll be a weekend job to put the tree up and then let the kids loose. I have also bought some decorations, some chocolate decorations, so they can hang those up. So very much into their chocolate. And hopefully they won't have changed that design. Because yes, quite honestly, Henry's Cadbury's Advent calendar, the one that's where the numbers run consecutively, first of all, is not particularly good because I was hoping he'll learn to count a bit more with it. All the bits where he still gets a number wrong or so. But he can't really if you don't actually have to look. You just open the next window. But also, as you do that, because you've already opened two rows, it's just really easy to rip the whole thing, and it's really difficult. It means it's very difficult to open anyway. They're not really made for children. But the whole section becomes really unstable because there's not a lot holding it in place anymore. So, yeah, not impressed. I shall be looking out for that next year. And the other thing I wanted to say was a thank you to Neil Thermal Satsuma. When you just sort of picked up your audio view, Neil, where you explained about the ontological approach. Yes, that's exactly what I was wondering, because obviously there are several strands of crikey, starting to rain again. There are several strands of sort of moral approach. So yeah, that's why I was wondering who decides whether it's Kant's imperative or it's imperative, sorry. It's all a bit different in English. Or a utilitarian approach. Who decides what gets used? Is there sort of a is that set down somewhere? Yes, the British legal system uses this one, or is that different from case to case? As long as it's a deontological approach, I don't know. So yes, that's my question. But yeah, very interesting. So thank you for that. Anyway, back home now, so I shall get onto it. I should also have to write a few more Christmas cards, but I might do that later today. But first of all, I shall get out of the rain. Right, see you later.